Yes, the blessing, that's the peace that comes from an anthem like that. And being here with all of you, I must say it's a great temptation for me, because the years that our family was able to be living in Lansdale, I was just a little kid. Made it for 1 year over there in the junior choir behind that faded velvet curtain across a brass rail in the old church, and then to come here, but we were down in the basement. And now to come to be in the full nave and all the beauty of it, I tell you, through our partnership in the United Church of Christ, it has taken me to be with our German church. This is equal, maybe in some cases surpassing, all the beauty of the places in which they worship. The peace of this place and the memories held in this place. But that's not why I'm here today. It's a temptation. Matter of fact, I didn't check to see how long your sermons usually are. usually I'm under 15 minutes or 12 or so. I see you're going to watch now. Early in the ministry, I was infatuated by the fact that these preachers could get up, no notes, no nothing, and just preach. And so one Sunday I did that. And my usual, then it was 20-minute sermons, went to 35 minutes. I tried it the second Sunday, 35 minutes. And I came home, and my dear husband Howard says to me, "Martha, if you ever do that again, you don't need to come home." So, I don't want you to ever say you don't need to come back. We're all in the midst of Bible school now, and Bible schools have themes, and themes have wonderful decorations. Some years ago, one theme was the coolest book in the Bible. Well, it really was all the books. All those cool stories. Today's Old Testament lesson, intended to be the focus in your summer series, is about that cool story of two brothers. Esau, who gave up his inheritance for a bowl of soup, and Jacob, who tricked him into doing it and living with guilt the rest of his life. The second, from the gospel, about a sower, seeds, and soil. I'm so grateful for you being willing and quick to pause in your marvelous series to let me focus instead on the gospel. Now, it isn't because I could dip into a sermon barrel and lift up something that you're going to hear verbatim. I haven't been able to do that. But it's rather to become a gospel gardener who has the invitation, the challenge, to probe afresh into this reading, prayerfully, that it will be a cultivation of fresh crop, that in doing that is mindful of what was said about a new seminary graduate who remarked to an old pastor, even older than I guess you've out-preached the Bible. You really don't have anything left to say. To which that old, elderly pastor said, "Every time I read the scripture, I find more than 100 sermons yet to be preached." It's being here with you at St. John's that has me recalling and celebrating that truth taught by one of your pastors of some years ago. I refer to the Reverend Dr. Alfred Nevin Sayers. I'm thinking how he devotionally nurtured my parents in the years they were able in our movings to be settled here in Lansdale. I'm thinking how Dr. Sayers and your teaching staff nurtured my father to the point that he could then become a church school teacher. How my mother was already engaged in that, plus visiting the elderly in the parish. I'm thinking of all that nurturing that took place as the scripture came alive in the life of my parents. I must confess then I was a rookie member in the junior choir that didn't really pay much attention to anything that was going on here. But oh, how that has changed. When Dr. Sears went on to be professor at Lancaster Seminary, I was privileged to be in his class. He considered me to be one of his children. And what a blessing that was. What was required in our first year in seminary, in preaching class, taught by Dr. Sears, was that we would conduct a service and each one of us would take a turn to preach the sermon to our classmates. I want to tell you, there's no harsher critic than one's peers. But one of our classmates preached a sermon. We all responded with profuse praise. We just couldn't get over how this classmate, and the word is crafted. I don't like that word, crafted a sermon. It's a spirit that crafts, not we. But crafted a sermon. It was on the Pharisee and the tax collector praying in the temple. We were impressed with the thoughtful, plausible defense of the virtues of the Pharisee, who our classmate convincingly described as having legitimate reasons to be celebrated. How we were taken back when Dr. Sears strongly objected, saying, "You ignored the point of the story. You missed focusing on God, the one to whom the two were praying, the one who is the focus in all of Jesus' stories, the one who is the gospel." I cannot help but hear Dr. Sears' critique echoing through the gospel story for today's reader to hear and sermon writers to heed, beginning with the opening line. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. Let everyone who has ears listen." Listen, yes. Listen and hear the word soil. The dry, the rocky, the trampled, and the deep, rich soil. Perhaps many sermons preached today will dig into a part of the story that one sermon resource has related to the harsh realities of a world in which terrorist bombs kill and maim people, a world that echoes with the cries of the injured and mourning for the dead, a world in which the rich often exploit the poor, and in which some have more than enough while others have nothing. The soil in the real world, where we have discrimination, race and religious and sexual orientations irritating us to separate and blow up and condemn. The harsh reality of the world's conditions that describe the depravity of the soil of the human soul. But then, I remember sowing as evidenced when we focus on the biblical practice of throwing with a board sweep, raised hand, open hand, casting the seed into the air to go anywhere and everywhere. Listen and hear the word seed, which Luke's gospel has Jesus in his follow-up explanation to the story saying, the seed is the word of God. Listen and hear with our focus fixed on the one Jesus makes the centering point in all his stories. The sower is God. Casting with joy and abandonment, No calculated cost of seeds, no ordered movement along accurately strung out rows in a cultivated field. God the sower casting recklessly, or the better, more accurate word, extravagantly, intending to let the seed, the created word of God, named in Genesis as the animating breath of God, named in Psalm 8 as the voice carried in all creation, and named in John's gospel to be visualized as the voice coming in the person, the flesh and blood of God in Jesus Christ. Listen, hear, and be lifted above focusing on our human soul-like life, so soiled, so hard, too dry, too barren to be a seedbed. And be surprised by the sightings of God's fruits of the Spirit. Listen, hear, focus on the extravagance of God casting abroad the seed made visible in Jesus Christ and packaged in the life-giving words of Scripture. Spot the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed hears and bears fruit and yields 100, 60, 40-fold. Celebrate sightings of the good soil, where the cast abroad seed of the word made visible in Christ and packaged in the Bible is growing in the soil of the human soul, is growing in you and in me. William Barclay, known for his biblical commentaries, told of Thomas, an elderly man who decided to go to the graveside service of a friend, knowing only he and the pastor would be there. But they both found a third person, a stranger in a trench coat, appearing to stand with them on that miserably windy, rainy day. Afterward, as they walked away, the wind blew open the unknown man's raincoat and revealed the shoulder badges of a brigadier general. He explained he had come for one last salute to Thomas, who, when the general was an unruly boy, had him as a Sunday school teacher. He said, "I owe everything to him." Through Thomas, God sowed the seed of Christ's life, packaged in the Bible, in the soil of a soul once seemingly uncontrollable boy. Listen, a sower went out to sow. Listen, as gospel gardeners who focus on God, the sower, casting the seed that is the word of God, and rejoice when spotting that fruit which the Apostle Paul labeled as the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, cast to grow in you and in me and everyone else. Yes, peace. The fruit that has us greeting one another this day with "the peace of Christ be with you." You're also to say, "and also with you." The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.